the thinking of that Vrindavan, and they are feeling the gopi, all these things, they are began some change, great change in the feeling of Krishna Balaram and also in their body. Just as Mahaprabhu showed, sometimes he felt, he sinned, falling at the gate of Jagannath, his hands and legs entered into his body. So such physical change is possible in according to some particular feeling of ecstasy. And they are undergoing such transformation, Krishna Balaram. And perhaps Subhadra was there, and seeing them in that way, he also had some sort of sympathetic transformation internally, that feeling came, and externally he was also transformed.
Was Subhadra also in Vrindavan, Maharaj, with Krishna Balaram?
No.
He was born in Mathura.
And Mathura, Dwarka, maybe.
Was it due to their inability to, that Krishna of Dwarka could not really become the Krishna of Vrindavan, Vrindavan and Nanda?
The inability was the cause of such disfigure.
Mathata boro, mukta boro hoye gelo. Apni erom kichu ekta bolechilen.
Mathata boro hoye gelo.
Mane oi je thik Vrindavaner iyeta ora thik purnorupe ashadon korte parche na. They cannot.
I can't remember that. But anyhow, the Vrindavan statement that was going on, and they were feeling that somewhat, and they are remembering that Vrindavan Lila, and such a change came in their body. And it was, they perhaps, anyway, this Rohini group, they could taste that they are there and they are awake. And they suddenly stopped. And they are that formation imminent. Then again, I don't think I can't remember it systematically. Then again they got unconscious. Unconscious. And there was Krishna, Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan or some Vrindavan. They are in Dwarka.
Brahma created that.
Brahma created for them. And the Krishna, though he was awake, but he could not come out from that certain mentality, that trauma. So he was managed to be taken to that Vrindavan. And there he saw in his trance that Baladev was only there and the other sitting in the church. He saw Baladev in his Vrindavan, and the Rohini of Parasim might have been taken there, and all dogs there. And he going there, he found that I am in Vrindavan. I am in Vrindavan. So and the queens were following in a, from the distance to see what things are, how things are about. Sri Krishna went and found that Baladevi that the Sridham there, also there, the another part, the gopis are there, and there is one part, there is Radharan standing. And he welcomed, he embraced Radharan at that time, Satyabhama from which he was standing part and the sun. This figure, the appearance came in heart. Anyhow, when he is in that temperament, then Baladev went there and went Rohini. Anyhow, gradually, in slow process, he was taking the Arjuna. The abrupt stopping caused such thing, and then gradual process, his mental decision taken to Dharuka. This was from the daily care. And that Dharuka and Vrindavan mixed with Jagannath. Mainly in Dharuka, but there, the posing of Vrindavan also present there. Infinite forms of Lila, what we can trace of now, but something like that. The satisfaction. In Lord Goswami also you find that in Dharuka there was arrangement of Ras Leela. The queens, they heard that in Vrindavan there was Ras Leela, that is wonderful thing. And when on some occasion the whole Vrindavan party was invited there, then privately the queens came to Krishna and requested him that the gopis have come, if you kindly show the Rasi that path, it is our heart's desire from long time. Then Krishna told, the gopis are there, I have no objection. If they are ready, then they came to request the gopis. And anyhow, they get their consent. And the Ras Leela was arranged. And when it was performed, they were all visitors. After it is finished, they are astonished and came to the camp of the gopis to express what we have seen. It is most wonderful, can't conceive even all this. Then there is a statement of Radhara. What have you seen? This is nothing. This is nothing, this is a deadly representation of where is that Yamuna, where is that Tantamam, Skol, Kadamba, Bhiksa, that Mayur, that Harim, all these things. Yeah, that is a natural speech, and that was performed there in our young age. Said it is nothing, a mockery, what is her respect. Then they said, oh, if this is absolute Vajra, then how superior quality of Vira was there. So Vrindavana is not the psychological thing. This sudden attraction for Vrindavan Lila, that is also when that was again suddenly stopped some change in the physical plane, though not physical, but so to say. It might have disfigured the external, external plane. When there is this earthquake, the internal movement disfigures the surface. Sometimes something like that. The internal disturbance that was created suddenly by the recollection of Vrindavan Lila, that created a great disaster in the superficial appearance. And then that was suddenly stopped, and that stands still, and that has been pictured and shown in Jagannath. Dwaraka and Vrindavan, the distinction, sudden stop of the twisting of Vrindavan Lila causes such disaster in the rank of sudden stop. The higher prospect which is suddenly stopped, then a reaction comes. So it is a reactionary stage of Dwaraka and Vrindavan, Bhajamanda. That Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Prakash and Prabhupada Vilas, that is Vaibhava Vilas of Krishna. Rasabhav, something that in higher ecstasy also, Rasabhav is possible. The crash into different rasa, the crash in different ways. Different ways of different rasa, and the sudden clash. One thing is going in emotion, train is going, but car is going, is suddenly there is a check. See what I say? A breath. Then there is a disorder in the carriage, car, something like that. Hurry. composing different type of posing. One is just gold, hari gold, gold, hari gold, gold, hari gold. Daru Plavati, Sindhu Pari Rapurusam. He says that Jagannath Murti, it is there from the view and its conception from the most ancient time. So every lila of the Lord is eternal. Every part of the infinite is there. Eternal. I was told in Mahabharata, just in the beginning, there is Dhritarashtra Vilap. The Dhritarashtra is waiting so many incidents. I knew that there will be defeat of my party. I knew when this incident happened, when this incident took place, I was disappointed then. The main incidents of Mahabharata is mentioned there. I was told that is in the very beginning of Mahabharata. Then I asked the Pandit, why? How this in the very beginning of Mahabharata it can be? He told that this is Nitya, eternal. So, the end and the beginning. End of the Lila and the beginning of the Lila. It cannot be differentiated extremely within cyclic order. That is a very difficult thing to understand, to adjust the journey. Everywhere beginning, everywhere end. As Maya says, everywhere there is center, nowhere circumference, infinite. Infinite means nowhere circumference, and everywhere there is center. Everywhere beginning, everywhere end. Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila and all coexistent at the same time. Every Lila is coexistent. So Vyas Goswami has represented in a particular way that just as morning is there, every time there is morning. Now here, now there, in this way. So, like sun, it is moving, Krishna Lila, the childhood, the birth, here, then next it is extended to another Brahman. It is there. Every Lila is there. Another Brahman. Brahman, the Mangala, Bhadi, Kame, Kame, Guru. Like sun. But that is one aspect. Another aspect. In Goloka also it is nectar. Every Lila is nectar. That is reflected here, and reflection is evolving. So the morning, the sunrise may be traced. And now here, then here, then here, in this way it is. But he is always present somewhere. And sunset is always present. Here or there, question of space. But in Goloka, in the central place, it is of merit. In the heart of the devotee, when the devotee, he remembers about the Lila. He is now remembering Balu Lila, now remembering Dharaka Lila. But is it not true what is reflected in the heart of the devotee? That is also true. So in this way, it is coexistent and it is continuing everything, always. Every part of Lila is being always present, coexistent. Succession and the coexistence. Both harmonize.
Is Guru Parampara also Lila?
Of course, it is the Lila of Krishna. Maya, everything included in Lila, from his standpoint. His spirit, his independence, withdrawn, not complete. Maya Tatamidam Sarma. Everything in me, nothing in me. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. It will come within this, everything will come within this conception. So he can interfere with the free will of jiva, and he does not do, that is also there. He is within, he can control, he may not control. This sort of conception we shall have to invent. Mahaprabhu says that here the difference from this Hegelian philosophy and Aurobindo. The Maya is not a necessary part. By Krishna's will, Maya may be finished, and again may be created. Koti kaam dhanu pati chhadi yehi se mori, parishna jipati Krishna maya kiva kari. He can make our mark. Bhakti Guru Thakur has written Parasim Tattva Sutra. By his will, even the existence of jiva soul may be finished, refaced. But finally that is not the case. But the absolute power is within. Divine destiny. The expression that Sarushakti, the Sarushakti is there. Of course, in that we can't say that the God can commit suicide. That is inconsistency in our thought. But still, independence he enjoys fully. And he commits suicide in Brahmaloka, in Islamabad, in Islamabad.
Maharaj, sometimes you describe that Krishna's lilas are flowing in 10 different directions. Krishna lila mrita
তার শত শত ধার দশ দিকে বহে যাহা হইতে সে চৈতন্য লীলা হয় সরোবর অক্ষয় মনোহংস জরা হো তাহাতে Bhaktavan Sunamur Savinavayan. Infinite sweetness. Chaitanya Buddha means from Chaitanya. Whatever is within, whatever is coming from him, all high nectar of Krishna, nothing else. Chaitanya Lila means the center from which Krishna Lila in different form, using from all sides, even from every the Domukup ki bolde. The hair for nothing but Krishna Lila, Radha Krishna Lila, or Bhajya Lila combined there. Other side, coming out for the public, coming out to help the public, the Krishna Lila is sustaining, distributing, voluntary distribution of Krishna Lila, different nectar and taste coming from the stand. That is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has got no separate existence, but that is Lila, Lila, and Namrud Gun Lila of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna Radha, or Yasoda, all these are deities. If one is there, the others must be there. All co-related system. So Krishna Lila means Krishna with his group. Even the Vrindavan and the water, the forest, the animals, the rocks, all included Krishna Lila, Bhajya Lila. And that is coming from Chaitanya, nothing else. That is in such distributed nature, Krishna, Radha Krishna, such distributed nature. Whatever is coming, that is all Krishna. Indian is even in his childhood, when one could not trace anything of Krishna, but it was there. And in different way he was helping to create the background of receiving Krishna Lila. Krishna. Hari Krishna Naam Dhabi Katava. The sound Krishna, you watch that. Sound Krishna, Rup, Prabhu Krishna. The fourth speciality of Krishna, Yuga Goswami has given. Every jeev has got 50 kinds of quality. Then certain selected devota, they have got 55. And little intense form, those qualities. In Narayana we find in full 60 qualities, but is not found in Jiva. And the Krishna, 4 more, 64. And those 4 is Rupa Madhurya, and then Venu Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, Parikara Madhurya. These 4 is not found in Narayana. Rupa Goswami has given us to understand the specificity of Krishna Leela in this way.
Not Vasudeva Krishna?
No. He is only in Vrindavan. Vasudeva Krishna has no flute. Not Rupa, he is in Dharuka. Dharuka is Krishna. He is also charmed to find Vrindavan Krishna. So he is mentioned. Rupa Madhurya in Vrindavan. Rupa Madhurya. Sabda Madhurya, Rupa, Sabda, Rupa, and then Parikar, Priyamandala, Parikar, and the Leela, Leela Kallula Vari. Krishnanya Jadusham Bhuto Jasnu Gopendra Nandana Vrindavanam Parityajya Sakatinnaiva Gacchati. He can't avoid Vrindavan. Natya Leela. But suppressed. Sometimes the gopis find in dream or in some such occasion abruptly and disappear. But not for ordinary, mundane, this Leela, Prapancha Leela.
Krishna
to Mathura,
how did that
Vasudeva
Krishna come out?
Vasudeva Krishna? Vasudeva Krishna went there to Mathura.
Yeah. But they merged together when he brought, how did they separate? Is there a separation? It is in Brahmakunda Maharaj that when Akhilda went to take the bath and
then after death, Vrindavan Krishna went.
And then when he went to take the bath,
in Jamuna.
Yeah, Jamuna.
Then he came back and he Vasudeva went away.
Yes. No, Vasudeva came back.
Vasudeva went to Mathura. Went to Mathura and Nandanandan came back to Vrindavan.
Yes,
he must say so. But when they are going and the gopis are opposing, we won't allow you to go. They are just falling on the front of the chariot. We can't allow you to go leaving us. A very pathetic thing. But did Krishna go ignoring them after Krurghat? Yes. He was there. Once I heard from Parvat Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada that when, after the last is finished, Krishna suddenly, the continuation suddenly found, detected that Radharani is not here. Then the charm of last is vanished. He went away to find where Radharani goes. Then, after some time, he could find Radharani. And then he was taking her alone. And then Radharani told that, "I can't walk anymore. If you'd like to go anywhere, you will have to carry me." Then suddenly he disappeared. Then Parvat Maharaj told, "I asked Guru Maharaj, why Krishna disappeared and Radharani Svabadhu Ramna Tappato?" And she began to repent. "Why I asked him to carry me? Now the reaction, he has left me here." Then Parvat Maharaj asked here to our Guru Maharaj, "Why Krishna left Radharani, dishonored him, her? What's he called?" Our Guru Maharaj, he was very much excited. What is his bhakti here? Can you say some bhakti here? You find you have come to ask this question. Do you find any devotion here? In this way, he was just trying. No answer. So then I tried to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he has given interpretation. I found that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written here that to enjoy the stage of Radharani when she left alone in this forest, to enjoy that the symptoms and the sentiments of Radharani in that stage, Krishna disappeared. And again he came, he appeared. So for some purpose, for some leela, he may show that he is apart, but he cannot go apart. He was there in another form to watch how Radharani behaves in that lonely place when she slept alone. He was there. So Krishna can't go anywhere crossing this fine quality attraction to such intensity. It is not possible. So Prabhupada's opinion, he's not ready to hear that the slight possibility of dishonor to Radharani, they are prejudice, partial to the Shakti in the Lolita section, going to chastise Krishna, always supporting the cause of Radharani. Always, continuous support towards Radharani. And sometimes, if necessary, going to chastise Krishna. You are wrong, you have done wrong. She's all right. This is their spirit. So Prabhupada is not ready to hear, but slight dishonor, dishonor concerning Radharani. No bhakti. We want to hear that. And I also trust once, Paras Prabhupada ordered one gentleman to sing this song, Amito Sananda Sukhadavar, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. There it is mentioned, Radhikara Kunja Andhakara Kori Dvaita Stai Se Radha. Because my very Shabya, the Sakhi of Chandrabodhi, Shabya and the Padma. Amito Sananda Sukhadavati, I am in the group of Radharani. I can't tolerate the sight of the Sakhis of the other camp. Sakhis 29, etc. Like the Shodhyaka Kaurai Mone, Adhikar Kunja Andhakar Kori, they are always they are busy to entice Krishna from our camp to their camp. So I can't tolerate. So I saw Prabhupada is sitting in a canvas chair and the sun is sung there. The song was sung once and then repeated again. But whenever, in course of that song, this statement came, Radhikara Kunja Andhakara Kori, Prabhupada got a shock. In this way, his body had a jerk in this way. I noticed it. Again, when the song was repeated, he's patiently hearing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, there are so many things very covetable. But whenever that point again came, Radhikara Kunja Andhakara, only had a shock. As if some arrow thrown from that side and he is in this way. Can't tolerate, not ready to tolerate any dishonor in the camp of Radha. They are such trained, or not trained, but eternally they have got such admiration of their mind or sentiment or whatever. Can't tolerate. That I found. Gaurishwari Bhur, Gaurishwari Bhur.